Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. Lawmakers in the Senate have approved a bill that would legalize hemp farming in Georgia. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it now heads back to the House.
The Georgia Hemp Farming Act sets regulations for the growing and production of hemp for things like CBD oil. Some say the legislation could open an important new market for Georgia farmers. The Senate version of the bill would lower the barrier to entry for growers, charging a licensing fee per acre grown instead of a flat fee of $1,000. Senator Tyler Harper of Osceola.
We decided that a per acre charge would be the fairest way to do this because in a lot of cases, you may only be growing 5 or 10 acres of hemp.
Because of that change, it goes back to the House, which passed it overwhelmingly in February. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A recount to determine who will compete in a runoff to fill an Atlanta City Council seat didn't change any votes yesterday. Former Atlanta School Board member Byron Amos led the polls in the election for the District 3 seat last week. In second place, businessman Antonio Brown edged out Greg Clay by only 3 votes. The special election was to fill the term of the late Ivory Lee Young Jr. The runoff between Amos and Brown is scheduled for April 16th. The Writers Guild of America is warning the Georgia legislature and Governor Brian Kemp of the potential consequences of passing a controversial abortion law. In a statement, the WGA said that production companies may choose to work elsewhere if the so-called heartbeat bill becomes law. The proposal, which Kemp says he will sign, would ban practically all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is generally when a heartbeat can be detected. Georgia is currently the third biggest state in terms of film and TV production, only behind New York and California. A bill that would require elementary schools to offer recess is one step away from becoming law. The Senate passed HB 83 yesterday. Republican Senator Jeff Mullis of Chickamauga is one of the bill's sponsors.
This is part of a child's education. Recess is nearly as important as academics. In fact, we all need recess. We all need relaxation.
While the bill would require teachers to carve out recess time, it would not mandate how long playtime should last, and teachers wouldn't be allowed to withhold recess as a disciplinary tool. Governor Brian Kemp and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms welcomed Norfolk Southern yesterday at a groundbreaking for the company's new headquarters. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Norfolk Southern plans to relocate its headquarters from Virginia to Atlanta by the end of 2021, bringing with it 850 jobs. Mayor Bottoms says the groundbreaking symbolizes what the state and city have been able to accomplish together.
We hope to continue to be able to work together to bring good to not just Atlanta, but to the state of Georgia.
But Atlanta's mayor warned the relationship with the state could be harmed if lawmakers approve legislation taking control of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport from the city and giving it to the state. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.